All right, so each shift there's a foreman. I mean, he wasn't officially a foreman, he wasn't a white hat as such, but it was his responsibility to run that area of the operation.
Yes.
But he wasn't a management employee. Similarly, and rather strangely, I thought, on midnight shift there was no white hat either, so the person in charge was the senior unionized employee.
Sort of lead worker, lead hand.
And these people were usually the more motivated employees. But there's something I noticed, this is something interesting to me coming and working in a unionized workplace for the first time, is of course their job as supervisors is to make sure everybody's doing their job. And the tendency on midnight shift is to get a nap if you can, which is basically dereliction of duty. But there's a kind of there's an unwritten code that you would be sent back to do your job. But there's no question that you would ever be reported, because that's the union man's code of honor. You're not going to
squeal on your brother.
Yeah. I just found that interesting. It's just a kind of.
It's interesting that the circadian rhythms, have I got the term right, of the human body really expressing itself. It's damn difficult to work 8 hours from midnight to 8 or whatever the time period was. Or, of course, I think of comments at the Red Rock, the old Dumtar Mill at Red Rock, when I plant gated there and fellas would be joking about getting a nap during the night, but they were working 12-hour shifts, so it would be even more tempting there.
Well, I think that the company's entitled to its 8 hours of work, whether it's midnight or not. But you know, the other place I noticed that this is interesting too. When I was quite young, I hopped a freight train with a friend of mine, and it was a big adventure and a look into a world which I'd never seen before. And I wasn't sure about this business because we climbed into one of the units, you know, big freight trains of 5 or 6 locomotives. The crew's in the front.
Yes.
Right? And we're maybe second or third back. Well,
in a boxcar?
No, in one of the spare units, because there were 5 in a set. But only the first
is... A freight car? No, I'm thinking... Oh, in the locomotive,
In one of the locomotives.
In one of the locomotives,
but
okay.
Not the one where the crew...
Right,
is.
Yeah, they're in the front, but
in the front.
And you're enjoying the comforts of a back one.
But they could see us, and I... Well, I mean, aren't they concerned? We're trespassing, right?
Yeah.
No, they're not, because they're good union men. They would never report. They would never report someone hopping a freight to say the railway police. They may not like you being there, but there's an old code of the railway man.
Yes.
That they're not going to snitch you on. They're not going to report you. And I think that was the same kind of mentality, the same value system at work.